Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished professional from Brisbane, Australia, Judith O'Callaghan. Judith, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ashutosh, and thank you for having me.
Judith is a program director for digital business transformation. So Judith, before we talk about transformation, tell me about your own journey and what got you interested in the space of digital business transformation.
This is a very interesting question, Ashutosh, and I've been thinking about what is the main thing that triggered my spark. So as I go back, one of my very first implementations, this is for a company in India. It is based in a remote location. Mm-hmm. And a digital transformation for them changed the way they operate, that company operates. Mm-hmm. And that implementation became close to my heart and also informed me in a different way that we can change lives through the digital business transformation. Mm-hmm. So I was drawn to it, and then I embarked on a career that I truly love, which is digital business transformation. So during this journey, I have seen a lot of companies transform, embrace their purpose, and truly serve their stakeholders. Mm-hmm. And that's what keeps me going.
Fantastic. Thank you. And for my viewers and listeners, Judith, mm-hmm. help us understand, how do you define digital business transformation?
So this is, again, an interesting take on it, right? And this is my perspective. So my perspective on it is, digital business transformation for me is using the technology to transform the business. It could be any area of the business, or it could be all the areas of business.
Right.
Either way, technology is a tool, and it enables a transformation in the business, which helps the business to serve the stakeholders better, longer, and in a more efficient way.
Right. And, you know, before we go any further, help us with an example of where you were faced with a challenging transformation, and how did you lead it to overcome the obstacles?
So this again goes to my very first implementation, or one of the very first implementations, right, of a software. And this is a classic digital business transformation. So if I look at it, the challenges, or the odds, as we call it, were stacked against this company or the transformation. So the nearest city was about 2 hours away. The main communication language was not English. In addition to the main language, there were other multiple languages to deal with. Plus, the crew working on the transformation wasn't able to speak the native language, because most of us were from different parts of the world. So when you look at it and put things on paper, this transformation absolutely has no way to succeed. Mm-hmm. So in addition to that, most of the employees of the organization could not read or write. Mm-hmm. So you go, okay, is a digital transformation actually going to work? But kudos to the leadership team of that organization. Mm-hmm. This is, I'm talking about 2 decades ago. It is still one of the best transformations I have ever seen. So they went through a beautiful journey of setting the organization up for success. Mm-hmm. So the challenges that they were able to overcome were very, like, in my opinion, what they did was very simple to overcome the challenges. Mm-hmm. So they realized that their situation is unique, and the solution that they were looking for is also unique, and they were willing to be open and embrace the solution that came in any shape or form. Mm-hmm. And the other thing they did were very much in tune to each other. So anything good, bad, and everything in between, mm-hmm. they embraced it and celebrated it together. So these are some of the things that I learned from from that transformation, which mm-hmm. is very close to my heart. And I keep that with me. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for such a great story. Thank you. My next question is, what are some of the key elements, in your view, of a successful business transformation?
So a topic close to what I would like to talk about, right? So for any transformation to be able to set set itself for success or set yourself for success. So in my opinion, the fundamental things are know yourself, take time to know you. You are unique. That is, the organization is unique, and know what is important to you. And what are the things that you would like to embrace, and what is the part of what's your identity that you would like to carry forward, and what are the things that you would like to do? End of the day, it is not about a technology, it is about achieving an outcome. So to be able to do that, know what is really, really important to you. So if you are embarking on the transformation to change the way you serve your stakeholders, understand what it actually means to serve your stakeholders differently. So it comes down to that conscious pause phase, as I would call it, or the experts would call it, right, in ancient wisdom. So sit down and understand what is really important to you and work towards it.
Well said. And what are some of the challenges that you face when you go into an organization to support their digital transformation?
So in many cases that I have seen digital transformations have challenges, because in many times I see that they are not mature enough to even start the transformation. So digital transformation, sometimes it's seen as a synonymous thing to a project or putting in a technology or somewhere in between. So transformation is a completely different thing. So this is like you're changing the way you think and operate and work. So with any change comes with challenges and with growth. So sometimes when the organization is not ready for a transformation, or the stakeholders are not ready for the transformation, there is a lot of challenges that come in. And that is why we have challenges with the statistics of digital transformation not being successful. So what I would suggest is we together have the option to change that narrative, make it positive. So once the organizations are able to understand the why they are transforming, the conscious pause phase, it is so important. Once they do it, when there is a challenge, you take them back on the journey and sit back, and they understand why they do what they do, then life becomes a lot different. So for me, a lot of challenges that I see in my line of business is starting the transformation when the organization is not ready and stakeholders not being informed or aligned. And the other cases, it's like other people who need to be on the journey, for example, employees, vendors, and external stakeholders, they are not informed or aligned. So all these things combined together are the biggest challenges.
Well said. And what strategies do you use to develop high-performing and resilient teams?
Interesting ones, right? So I am a firm believer in thought diversity. So having multiple people who think different to each other is the key thing to embrace that diversity that is available in us.
Right.
Somebody who doesn't think, work, or react or respond like us. So that is the fundamental thing. And also giving freedom for everyone to be very open with their thoughts and confidently share the thoughts with each other. And confidently debate the thoughts with each other. End of the day, what we are doing is we are maturing our ideas, getting clearer on the message, and delivering a great outcome to those around us.
When I was reading and preparing for my conversation with you, I was also fascinated to read that you integrate ancient wisdom into modern business practices. Tell me more about this, and if possible, give me an example.
Yes, absolutely. So I come from a traditional trading family. I was raised in the southern tip of India. So there is a lot of trading, trade being carried out in those regions. So as a result, a lot of values have transpired. So when I look at the digital this business transformation and what are we doing, which is different to the ancient traders, when we looked at it, it's not a lot. Trade has existed from a long period of time, like for time immemorial.
Right.
And through trade, what we have experienced is that the cultures have changed, the world has changed, people, kingdoms came in and kingdoms evolved, and the trade continued to exist. So if we look at it during business transformation, what are we doing? We are transforming the business to be able to serve better. So the values that we have from the trading cultures are very, very valuable. Mm-hmm. So most of us who have been raised in those cultures do know the fundamental thing that we always do, or we are always taught, is to find opportunities to collaborate before mm-hmm. we decide to compete. So this is a very fundamental value which has been forgotten. In a digital transformation or in any business in the modern world, we create a better world by collaborating either on services or on skills or on people or any other things. So it's one of the values that we incorporate. And the other one is we work with the partners and through the partners. So we are not, no one is an island and no company is an island. No one would be able to service everyone. So for us to be able to have better coverage, we need to have reliable partners and we need to be discerning with the partners, and we also need to work with and work through the partners. So these are some of the values that most of us would have carried on or inherited. And if we choose to incorporate them in business transformations in different forms, then we have very good outcomes.
Great response. Thank you. And Judith, how do you balance technological innovation with ethical considerations when you're looking at a business transformation?
So this is a question that has always existed, right? So with the AI coming in, which is a new trend that everyone talks about, people ask, how is AI going to impact, or any technology going to impact? Mm-hmm. So overall, when we look at the history, since the time of Wheel, when it was innovated, we've had multiple innovations at multiple different points in time. So we as humans have a choice to embrace technology in the right way. Mm-hmm. That is, we have a heart that makes the decision. So if that innovation is in the interest, the wider interest of humanity, we choose to embrace it. So we've also heard very good case studies on how AI is transforming let's say the hospitals and everything else. One of the examples that I have seen is, because I work in the critical infrastructure industry, the response time for us is very important. So I have a client overseas who types in their native language. AI is able to translate it, and a person on this side of the world can respond in their native language. So there are very, very good innovations that come in. There are many examples like that where technology is very, very positive. And in my opinion, the litmus test is check with your heart. If your heart says it's great, it is great.
Very well said. And how would you align transformation that you are working on with the overall corporate strategy of an organization?
So this is, again, an interesting question, right? And it takes us back to our period of conscious pause. So when we look at any transformation, for that matter, first of all, we embark it only if it is aligned to our conscious corporate strategy. So the question on why we are embarking on this transformation journey, that will explain that, are we aligned with the corporate strategy or not? If we are deviated, then we are literally spinning our wheels. So my suggestion is take a pause there and check if it is the right thing to do. And then you'll have the answer straight away. So it's a fundamental thing. And in many cases, there are other things that are complementary to the strategy that is possible through transformations, right? So end of the day, transformation opens doors which never existed before. So it is up to us to be, us humans to be consciously able to make that decision, whether it's the right thing for us. So, yeah, and no technology will be able to tell us that.
Well said, well said. And how does one maintain in an organization going through transformation, a culture where new ideas are welcomed by the teams?
So with any sort of transformation, there comes a little bit of disruption, or the level of disruption needs to be understood, managed, and in where possible, mitigated, right? And disruption is a very good opportunity for ideas to come to life. So using that disruption, using that as a very positive way, in a very positive way, one of the professors of disruptive theory, Clayton Christensen, he explains, at the start of the disruption, there is a very small window where there is maximum innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the period wherein it used that as an opportunity to collect as much ideas as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone is very, like, if we channel everyone's energy, it will be very positive.
Right.
And that is the period where you get maximum innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And every idea is valid. It's a matter of time to see if that idea is real or, you know, it has to be paused or later. But having that idea is plentiful. So use that period.
Well said. And, you know, when in my corporate career, you know, whenever when one looked at a transformation, there were always attendant risks.
Yes.
So my question is, what is your approach to managing or mitigating risk in large-scale transformation projects?
Yeah. So this is a very important thing that we normally tell our clients, right? So me and anyone else working with it. With every change or any transformation for that matter, it comes with its set of risks. And with every set of risks comes with its opportunities as well. So it is about understanding those risks, the probability and the traditional risk management. Understand your risks, understand the probability, understand the consequences. Where possible, mitigate it. But there are certain risks that you carry through and you manage it. So you will never be able to mitigate it, but you manage it. For example, can you stop someone from falling sick? Probably not. At some point, they are going to fall sick. So when they fall sick, understand the mitigation or the backup plan that you have to activate. And the second one is a lot of risks are opportunities hidden in plain sight. And that is the way to embrace a transformation. Yes. Is there a possibility that a competitor can take over? Probably yes. But it is also a great opportunity for you to go ahead and collaborate with that competitor. So there is always a different narrative that can be put on it. So where possible, embrace that opportunity. Where needed, mitigate the risks and be very, very open. The more risks we manage, better off we are. And the risks, like with any project, is the highest at the start. So keep your hand in heart, understand that risk process, have a very robust risk process, and always have advisors. Surround yourselves with advisors who have your interest in mind. That is my take on it.
Very well said. Thank you. And Judith, how important is diversity of thought when you are, you know, looking at a digital transformation?
So for me, that is a fundamental thing in any organization. So be it a normal organization or an organization embarking on a transformation journey, especially for organizations which are embarking on a transformation journey, diversity of thought is the most beautiful gift that can ever be provided to any human. So the reason we have diversity of thought, the value of diversity of the thought, is a natural risk mitigation. People see things from different perspectives. The more perspectives we get, the more data we get, and more risks are mitigated. So it's a natural risk mitigation mechanism when you have diverse thinking in the team. And also the ideas get clearer and sharper when we have diversity of thought. And if we create an environment where everyone is safe to communicate and there is enough diversity in the team, and you'll find that that is one of the most creative teams that the world can ever produce. So for me, it's fundamental. So one of the mentors that I worked with and a very respected friend of mine has taught me, always look for someone who doesn't think, work, and behave like you. That is a fundamental thing. So if you have a team where everyone thinks, works, and looks different, great, go for it.
Well said. So I have time for two more questions for you. My next question is, given the kind of expertise you have on digital business transformation, and given all the changes that are happening in technology with ChatGPT and AI and machine learning and so many other things, what future trends do you foresee in your area of specialization of transformation?
So what I would see is any change for that matter in the world that has been really successful, either save time or created value, not necessarily in terms of money, but in terms of value. And the third one was beneficial to the stakeholders. So with all the innovation stuff, ChatGPT, AI, and everything coming in, and the volume of change that we are going to experience is going to grow. And the expectations from the stakeholders to us is also going to grow. So my suggestion or my take on it would be there will be more digital transformation journeys that is going to come. And it's not something that that can be paused. And a lot of systems, when I look at it, big ERP systems are approaching the end of life or would need a facelift or a different purpose that needs to be accommodated. Either way, transformation is something that every organization is going to face at some point in time in the next 5 years. So the volume of work I would see is going to grow high. And also people who want to embark on this transformation journey or people who can help in different shapes and form, we will have we will need a lot more skill set to be able to do that. Yeah.
Well said. And my last question to you, Judith, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. A lot of them are young entrepreneurs, young professionals. What would you say are three lessons you would like our viewers and listeners to take away if any of them is considering a transformation?
Yeah, so my take on it to share with everyone is, firstly, follow your heart. Your heart knows its way.
Yeah.
So be your organization or an individual or anyone, follow your heart. You will know, you will find its way. And the second thing is, have a period of conscious pause. So before you embark on any project, especially a transformation, and this conscious pause will help you understand who you are and who you want to be on that journey and who you want to come with you, who needs to come with you on that journey. And the last one, surround yourself with advisors who have your interest in mind. They've got your back. And they'll help you. They are the sages who will come with you on the journey and help you navigate this journey.
Interesting. Very interesting. Judith, and on that note, and your three amazing lessons, follows your heart. And I love the way you say it knows what it has to do. Have a period of conscious thought and get good people who have your interest at heart. Thank you so much for speaking to me about digital business transformation at such length. I learned many, many new things from you today. Thank you for speaking to me about business transformation, giving me some great examples, and also talking to us about how you foresee technology in the next few years. Thank you for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Ashutosh, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.